What happened with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt?
Well, we chatted with Stephanie, who told us about going out with Jack, went out for some food, thought everything went pretty well, but every time she texts him, it takes him like a week to respond. What's up with that? She wants to know. Well,
that's weird.
Let's see what Jack has to say about all this. So, Jack, you remember Stephanie, right?
I do.
All right.
Okay.
Well, she contacted us because she says you've been calling her or texting her back, but it takes you a week. You don't seem as into it.
Yeah.
She doesn't understand because she thought everything went pretty well on your date. So what's going on? Why are you taking so long to get back to her?
Okay. I'm really not sure what to do. I really like her. I think she's great. She has a great personality. I just don't know what to do about her.
She sounds great.
Well, what's the problem?
Well, she's fun. She's cute. But here's the deal. She straight up told me that she has like over $10,000 in credit card debt.
Now this is, we had this come up on a segment a few weeks ago where this was a deal breaker. So I'm not entirely surprised to hear this, but what specifically about it bothers you? I mean, is it just the debt?
Well, for me, I'm afraid that, so if this goes on long term, right, I feel like I'm going to get stuck paying it off. And in short term, I feel like then I'm going to have to pay for everything.
Yeah, that's called being married, Jack.
What's yours is mine.
Right. There's a lot of us out there that have taken on the other's debt, student loan debt,
all the other baggage.
Yeah. Jeez, that was heavy.
Okay, all right, but you know, Stephanie's listening in here. Stephanie, he's worried about your debt.
I mean, that's kind of... You don't have to worry about my finances. I mean, I can take care of myself, and it's not even a problem. It's like, it was, the only reason I have all that was, for a while there, and I don't even watch QFC anymore. QVC.
Right.
But, I got into this thing where I was just like, they give you this pressure where you've got to order. There's only a limited amount of time.
You got to catch the deal. Otherwise, the deal's gone. I totally get it. This just happened to us with the Dyson.
Right? I know. And, so I just got caught up in that. And, but now I have everything. I got all the things that I wanted.
They're going to keep coming out with stuff.
I was going to say, QVC hasn't gone off
that's
the air.
Never
no,
ended.
No, there's a new ladder coming out.
That's the scary thing, though.
That's okay. Yeah. All right, that's what's got Jack worried.
Yeah, but I have first of all, I take care of it and I have a job. And secondly, I already got the wardrobe and I have the stuff that I needed, I have that a router thing that I got. And,
my bad. I feel bad for bringing it up now.
Okay. Well,
I'm not asking you to take my credit card payments over.
Oh.
Right. And don't worry, Jack. Stephanie's bought everything she's ever going to need in life.
Right.
And QVC probably will go out of business.
Uh-huh. Whatever you do, don't tell Stephanie about Amazon.
So, Jack, Stephanie sounds like she's got this handled. She's not really concerned about it. She's not asking you to take it on right now. I mean, maybe
and
you
Amazon
should...
is not like there's not like a lady telling me hurry up. There's only three left.
It does put the pressure on. It does put
That's
the pressure
my trigger.
On. Yeah, no, okay. I hear you. All the right. deal of the day.
Well, Stephanie, do you still want to go out? Do you still want to go out with Jack?
I do. I mean,
Yeah, Jack. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we had a really great time, and I'm not going to lie, I did enjoy our kiss goodnight.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see you again.
All right. Well, you don't sound... sound real super excited about it,
though,
Jack.
Yeah, I mean, I get my gut tells me Stephanie's going to hear from Jack in about another 3 weeks.
Yeah?
We'll see.
This sale is running out Jack. 3 hours to respond.
That's my point. I'm not the one with the problem.
Stephanie's a limited time offer, Jack. Right. Uh-huh. Are you in? Are you going to go out with her again or not?
I guess I have to jump on that sale.
Okay. All right. Well, you do sound both like fun people. Yes. You obviously have each other's contact information. Sounds like you might want to go out, but of course, that's up to you. No pressure from us. Right. Stephanie wanted to know what happened. You know now, Stephanie, and you guys can go from here.
Okay.
All right. Hey, thanks,
good
you
luck
guys.
To both of you, okay? Right. Bye.
Have you been ghosted?
Are you wondering what happened?
Call the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt After the Show hotline to tell us about it.
At 309 309- 4270.